All right, podcast number one. My first shot at this. I sitting here at my desk. Found the cheapest, crummy mic I could find in the bottom of a box. So you got this high quality sound you get to listen to me drone on. Anyways, news of the week. It's not Harriet Myers withdrawing. No. It is not Scooter Libby, whoever he is. Nope. It's not anything else. It's that Sulu has come out of the closet. He's gay. I always thought Kirk looked at him kind of goofy on the bridge. Now, when I was young, I watched a little bit of Star Trek, and I always kept one eye on Uhura, even before I knew why. I just always thought she was kind of good looking. And Kirk, of course, always had his stable of women tromping through there. There was the nurse and Uhura and, you know, a myriad of other half-human, half-alien, strange women that he would cavort around with. And then, you know, there was always Sulu. I don't remember an episode where he ever bagged a broad. I could be wrong on that, but I don't think I am. Anyways, he came out of the closet this week, so he's been, I don't know if he's been gay forever or if he just turned gay or what, but I don't know. I thought that was the news of the week, not any of that other stuff. Also, they are going to let Rosa Parks lay in state in the Capitol Rotunda. Now, I don't think I agree with this just because of the fact that there's only been 29 other people who have been allowed to lay in state. Now, laying in repose is where your casket or body or whatever is laid out for people to walk around, look at. But laying in state is when it's actually at the rotunda. I don't think you're allowed to have an open casket to lay in state in the rotunda. I could be wrong on that, but I got the list of the people who have laid in state, and it starts with Abraham Lincoln. Okay, no-brainer. Thaddeus Stevens. I can't remember what he did, to be honest with you. Neither can I remember what Charles Sumner did in 1874, or Henry Wilson. But I might be able to remember, I think Thaddeus Stevens might have been a Secretary of State at one time. And I'm not sure, Henry Wilson rings a bell, but I'm not sure on that one. Then we have James Abram Garfield, not sure who that is. John Alexander Logan, not sure who that is. William McKinley Jr., that was the president who got assassinated in 1901 from the Ohio area. I've been to his tomb, interestingly enough, and it's quite a mausoleum there. He's there with his wife. It's in Canton, Ohio, about 3 feet from the Pro Football Hall of Fame, if you're ever there. It's pretty really neat to see. And then there's Pierre-Charles L'Enfant. No clue who that guy was. That was in 1909. George Dewey, 1917. I believe Secretary of State during World War I. Could be wrong. Then unknown soldier of World War I. Okay. Then Warren Harding, another president, got assassinated. That was in 23. William Howard Taft, who was not assassinated, but was... maybe Harding wasn't assassinated. Boy, I'm rusty on some of my history, but William Howard Taft was president back in the 1800s. He laid in state in 1930. John Joseph Pershing, the famous World War I general, laid in state in 1948. Robert Alfonso Taft in 1953, not sure who that is. In 1958, the unknown soldiers of World War II and the Korean War laid in state. John F. Kennedy, not sure who that guy... Yeah, I know who that is. 1963. Douglas MacArthur, of course, one of my favorite figures in history, 1964. Herbert Hoover, 1964. The guy who got blamed for the Depression, whether it was his fault or not, is up for debate, but he got to do it in 64. Dwight Eisenhower, 1969, President General of the Allied Forces in World War II. Everett Dirksen, the Dirksen Federal Building. Everyone hears that name all the time in D.C., 1969. J. Edgar Hoover, 1972. Lyndon Johnson, in 73. Hubert Humphrey, in 78. The Unknown Soldier of Vietnam, in 84. Claude Denson Pepper, in 1989. I do not know who that is. I suppose I could Google it, but not interested. And, of course, Ronald Reagan, in 2004. Probably one of the more deserving of that list, but I don't think Rosa Parks deserves to be included. I mean, of all these people, when, you know, 100 years from now, when this podcast is some forgotten thing, well, actually, this will be forgotten a week from now, but when this technology is forgotten 100 years from now and someone else is looking at this list, no one's going to know who Rosa Parks is, I'm afraid. Unless, you know, the civil rights movement is, you know, indoctrinated in the future as much as it is now, which I highly doubt. I mean, blacks have their rights. There's very few barriers to their competing in this modern world. I don't think anyone will remember who she is. Something else I'd like to talk about is the Iranian president has decided to come out public and say what the Arabs have all been thinking, and he says he just want to blow up the Jews in Israel, and that's the end of that. Well, good for him. At least he says what they've all been thinking. The thing I notice in today's paper, though, is there's a guy kissing him on the head. Now, in most Arab countries, I wrote on my blog about, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, it's illegal to be gay, and in a lot of them, they'll just kill you if they find out you're gay. But Arab men really kiss each other a lot. I mean, there's a picture of this guy in the paper. He's kissing the Iranian president on the head for that outstanding statement he made about blowing up the Jews. And they kiss like that. That's right on his forehead. And then when they see each other, they do the kiss thing like the European guys do and European people do when they see each other. Oh, Pierre, it has been so long. You know, they do the thing side to side. And I don't know. It's just so icky to me. I can't even describe it. But I have been described as a homophobe. I think that would be correct. I mean, I don't mind gay people, but I don't like to touch them or be around them or anything like that. I just don't want to be a part of it. That's just the way I am. So I just find it interesting that these Arab men are all touchy-feely and they're holding hands. Everyone remembers the photo of Bush holding the hand of the sheik down there in Crawford, holding hands and kissing each other and all this stuff, and then, you know, they want to kill gay guys. So I don't get that at all. This weekend in Madison, we're going to blow up State Street again. It's the annual Halloween celebration that the mayor keeps threatening to shut down. We're not going to let any alcohol in there. And then every year, 30 or 40,000 kids come down and just get loaded and blow the whole place to hell. I don't know what they're going to do about it this year. They've got stadium lighting down there. They've got speakers, you know, telling people not to do this, not to do that. They're going to have about 1,010 cops down there. I'm not going anywhere near that fray. That's just going to be crazy. But every year it's the same thing. I don't know what they can do, but they're going to try to do it again, so hopefully the kids won't blow it up too big this time. I remember, most interestingly, a couple years ago, I remember a photo in the paper of there was a kid dressed up like George Washington kicking in a plate glass window, and I still remember that photo. I'm going to try to find that damn thing and put it on my blog, because that is one of the funniest photos I think I've ever seen in my entire life. This weekend, the fine Wisconsin football team will travel to my alma mater, the University of Illinois in Champaign, and just whip the shit out of us. It's going to be ugly, but that's okay. You know, we've only lost 18 of our last 19 Big Ten games. It's soon going to be 19 out of 20. Thank you, Indiana, for that win last year. We appreciate that. It's as low as it can go. Our football program got put on some kind of goofy probation this year that doesn't affect us. I read about it in the paper and didn't quite get it, but we're on probation this year as if we're going anywhere. But Zook seems to think he's going to get that program together. I'll give him 3 years. You know, you got to give any college football guy 3 years. Just like I give Wisconsin 3 years to go into the abyss. My personal opinion that when Barry's gone and this new guy comes in, that I don't know if they're going to have if they can keep up the steam they've had the past 10, 12 years. I mean, it's been an awesome ride for them and for everyone else in the town. They've packed that stadium. It's a great atmosphere, but I don't know if they can keep it going. So, anyways, my first podcast is over. I hope you liked it, and I don't know how often I'm going to do it because I don't know. You know, my time is limited, of course. But anyways, thank you for listening, and we will see you later. Take care.